This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors here, and we hope that you'll join us in that conversation. It's very easy to do. If you have a cell phone or a phone in your home or some way to communicate like that telephonically, you're certainly welcome to give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680. That's our phone number. It's our call letters for the station, WCBM. The location on your digital or dial, and it's translates numerically to 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. And we hope you'll be able to join us this morning. It's all me today, and hopefully we'll be able to carry out the show successfully. Brian Farlow is running the board, answering the phone, and he's a pretty friendly guy. I mean, you know, he'll... sometimes, he says. So he's having a snack right now. And so, yeah, if he, you know, you call and he answers the phone, he sounds like he's got something in his mouth. He's probably eating a cookie, which is fine. But we're here for the duration on the 2-hour show. And I want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. Now, look, it's Youth Waterfowl Day. If you got kids in the car and you're headed out to the duck blind or the goose pit, give us a call here at 410-922-6680. If you're outside the local dialing area on a landline and need to make a toll call, we'll do that toll free for you. We'll no charge, 1-800-922-6680. So you can get in touch with us that way. If you got kids in the car that you're taking duck or goose hunting today, why not give us a call? Like to talk to the kids, find out what kind of gun they're using, if they've ever been waterfowl hunting before, if they've had a successful season. Love to hear from you. So that's it. Busy week. Busy, busy week. Wednesday, the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service called together a meeting of the stakeholders. These are people from different hunting organizations and groups and regions across Maryland. Excuse me while I yawn. Thank you. It's been a long week, I said. And they wanted to discuss concepts that they'd come up with for changing some of the regulations going forward, starting in this year's hunting season. And there were several. There were several that were interesting. This is a... concept. It's called Providing False Information Prohibited. The action is to add language to the existing COMAR regulations requiring the check-in of deer and turkeys to clarify that it is illegal to knowingly provide false information during the check-in process. The rationale or the goal of this is to clarify that it is illegal to provide false information when registering a deer or turkey harvest via the various check-in mechanisms provided by the department. The department made some comments on this and said that hunters may knowingly provide false information during the check-in process to cover an illegal act or to allow for an illegal act in the future. This would include registering an antlered deer as antlerless deer, non-bearded turkey as bearded, or claiming to have killed a deer they did not kill. In other words, ghost does. You know, the pursuit of the almighty buck. And I don't mean dollars. I mean antlered deer. To take your bonus deer in Maryland, you're required to harvest 2 does throughout the course of the season by any means. So what happens is, Guys are out bow hunting. They may or may not shoot a doe. They'll call in, they'll check in a doe that they've not killed in order to qualify for the bonus buck tag so that they can kill two in that with the, you know, two with the bow or two with whatever, however they want to do it. I've only taken I've only gotten a bonus buck tag in the last 2 years, and I haven't cashed in on either one of them. I've taken my does, my antlerless deer, and I've checked them in. And at the end of the day, I bought my tag and didn't harvest a bonus deer. Mine was with the firearms, and so this concept out there is to really let guys know that they shouldn't do that because it's illegal. Shouldn't be doing it anyway because it's immoral and unethical. But there are those who will do that because the check-in system doesn't require showing the deer like it used to at the old check-in stations. You used to shoot a deer, you take it to the check-in station, you were required to do that. They'd look at the deer, they'd give you your tag, however that worked, and give you your confirmation. But not anymore. It's all online. It's all with the phone. It's very simple. You can do it while you're sitting there or dragging the deer out. You can do it while you're doing that. Or you load the deer in the truck. You got your field tag on it. You've got your harvest card out. I have it saved in my speed dial. I just hit deer telecheck, and away it goes. And you answer a simple series of questions. And give your land code and your county code, and you get a confirmation number. You write it down. If you're taking your deer to the butcher shop, then you, which reminds me, I have one at the butcher shop. Oh my gosh, they called me last week, and I haven't even been up there to get it. Good grief. Up at M&G. I'll get in there today. Sorry there, Arch. So that's how that works. That was the first concept. There was no comments or no pushback on that from anybody in the meeting. There were probably 30 some people in the meeting from all walks of life. I mean, there were trappers there. There were waterfowlers there. There were turkey guys there. Second concept has to do with creating a set distance. For example, 150 yards, that hunters and bears must be from artificial feeding or bait source to remain legal when hunting in the bear hunting zone. Bear season is typically the third week of October for 4 days, which is just about immediately after the muzzleloader season, and during the archery season as well. Those seasons overlap or run concurrently. So there are fellows out there who are baiting for deer, have their corn piles out or, you know, feeders or whatever they're doing for deer. And people have been cited for hunting bears over bait when they happen to be within the same property lines where there's a deer feeder or bait for deer. If a bear shows up, you know, they shoot the bear, whether they know about the bait or not. People have been charged with baiting when they really didn't. They just happen to be on the same property. So this would establish a zone around the bait where the hunter and the animal have to be outside that zone. Let's say 150 yards. Confusion over what constitutes hunting bears with the aid of bait excludes bear hunters from a significant amount of potential hunting ground due to the presence of bait placed for deer hunting. For example, large hunting leases, several hundred acres, may effectively be excluded from bear hunting by the presence of even one baited site. That's a consistent concern expressed by bear hunters who want to hunt legally on tracts shared by other hunters, such as on a hunting club property. The current prohibition on attracting bears will remain in effect and prevent hunters from placing bait specifically for bears, but remain outside the set distance while hunting. No pushback on that. The same proposal for turkeys was put out for the Western Maryland counties in the fall turkey season. You know, you've got the rut. So you've got guys who are baiting for deer during early November, the first week of November, when turkey season comes in Western Maryland. And charged with baiting for turkeys, or they're excluded, or same thing like that. So that didn't get any real pushback. They did ask that it be that the winter season be included in that. So, you know, the people, the proponents ask about the winter turkey season, and it was added, same thing. Talked about spring season, and so we don't know what's going to come out of that. Also, on the bear season, what was discussed was, let's see, here it is. I've got a lot of notes scribbled all over this thing. Black bear. Expand the bear hunting zone to include Washington and Frederick counties. That seemed to be a very popular thing to do to help the residents in Washington and Frederick counties avoid some bear damage. A lot of bear complaints in those areas, and the sportsmen that were from those areas were talking about how abundant the bears are now in Washington and Frederick County. I mean, we've seen the trail camera pictures, and we know that that's true. So the rationale of that is that the bear population east of Allegheny County is growing, and the number of bear-related complaints are increasing. There's a notable increase in the number of bear complaints in the central region in recent years. Applying hunting pressure across all of the occupied bear range could help to slow the expansion of bears into the central region. And one of the biggest areas of complaint is the western part of Montgomery County, believe it or not. This is a popular request from farmers and landowners in these counties, and the bear population can sustain a managed harvest in these counties. The bear population in Garrett and Allegheny counties increased over 12 years. A bear hunting season has been open in those counties. So the other permit, the other proposal or concept on bear season is to allow a sub-permittee to hunt black bears regardless of whether the permittee is hunting. So if I get a bear tag through the lottery and I pick a sub-permittee and I hunt Monday and Tuesday and can't hunt Wednesday and Thursday, the sub-permittee can remain on site and hunt as a sub-permittee to take a bear. So the that's another popular request. The permittee may be limited on availability, while their sub-permittees may be available to participate throughout more of the hunt. This would potentially maintain hunting pressure through the season and therefore increase the harvest, and that's what the DNR is all about. All right. Phone calls, please, 410-922-6680. We'll talk more about the concepts here when we come back. Anything you want to talk about is on the table, of course. We'd love to hear from you at 410-922-6680. Right now, it's time for me to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They're a full-line Browning dealer for Browning firearms. And since the hunting season is winding down and the waterfowl season is virtually over except for today, other than the snow geese, and if you want to good gun for snow geese, go check out the Gold Light 10-gauge. It's a gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber composite with DuraTouch armor coating and mossy oak camo. It's a 10-gauge firearm. It comes with 3 choke tubes, and that's a good one if you want to go for snow geese during the extended snow geese season. 10-gauge, though, got to watch your shoulder. But they are getting ready for fishing season. The perch runs are right around the corner. Clyde's is ready for perch and crappies and all the panfish that are out there getting ready to start feeding. And with the warmer weather, a little bit warmer weather, I mean, the snow, of course, slowed things down. But on these nice days, you can get out there and do some fishing and really enjoy yourself. And if you need light tackle, they've got it. If you need the little twister tails and grubs and all that, the little plastics that you use, or live bait, you know, they've got live bait year-round at Clyde Sports Shop. I've got four reels in my truck right now that a friend gave me the other day and said, hey, you going to Clyde's? I said, yep. I said, take my pen reels in there and get them all cleaned up and lubed up and ready to go for the season. And I said, absolutely will. So that's what we're doing. We're getting our stuff ready to go. You know, if you're at home today and not doing anything, take a look at your tackle box, get your hook sharpened up and get all that rusty crap out of there and, you know, align your weights and jigs and whatever else you need and get your plastics ready to go and sort it out. And you'll be ready to go when the perch run start. White perch and yellow perch run start. It could be any moment. You never know. All right. 410-242-6108 is Clyde Sports Shop's main number. If you want the fishing hotline, it's 410-247-3474 for the 24-hour fishing hotline. That's 247-FISH. Call now. See where the fish are biting today.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 200 seminars from your favorite hunting and fishing pros, like Chris Brackett, Lee and Tiffany, Sean Grigsby, Heartland Bowhunter, Mike Iaconelli, Ish Monroe, Pigman, Matt Morant, and many more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBA.
Earth, Wind, and Fire there for you. Dedication to Maurice White, who passed this week. So, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any comments on any of the concepts put out there yet? Nothing controversial to you? Extending the black bear season and check-in system. I thought the check-in deal would be something that you all would be commenting on here. You know, that's a big complaint in the hunting community about people checking in ghost does and checking in bucks for does and, you know, guys shooting too many deer and too many bucks over the season. I don't know. Maybe that's not of interest to you. So, but guess what, folks? Even if it's not of interest to you, it's of interest to the general hunting community. And that's why we do what we do and attend these meetings. And then I'll give you a couple more if you want, but it sounds like nobody's really interested in the concepts until, you know, they get out there as proposals and then you have a public comment period on them and, you know, that type of thing. So I'm not even going to talk about what they're talked about for deer. I'll just continue to move on to Thursday. Thursday was Blaze and Camo Day. The Hunters Rally in Annapolis, our second one. With all the promotion and all the advertising and all the mentions here on the radio show, we had a pretty good crowd. We had a crowd of decent, dedicated people who have been making the difference in the hunting community for years. There were many familiar faces there. There were a few folks that joined us that had heard about it and were new and were curious and were interested. There were others there that I have seen at every conservation event in the last 15 years. And these are the people who are volunteers, who are people who are dedicated to hunting and the pursuit of it. And these are the people who always, always help. First one on the scene was our own beloved Fran, who sang a poaching song, an anti-poaching song for us. She showed up. We had representatives there from a number of organizations, and we had folks from the NRA, and we had our own advocate, Mr. Bill Miles, and we stationed ourselves on Lawyer's Mall with our orange hats that we gave out. Thank you to Bass Pro Shop for providing and donating the hats to us. And we had pink hats for the ladies and orange hats for the guys, and as members of the General Assembly, senators and delegates, were moving between buildings after meetings, after session, moving from the House to the Senate, from their offices to the State House and back and forth. They would stop by and we would hail them. And we would speak to them about the issues that were of concern to us. And our signature proposal is the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. It is Senate Bill 266, lead sponsor in the Senate by Senator Johnny Ray Solling. And in the House, it is House Bill 410, sponsored by Delegate Tony O'Donnell. And we would hand them one of our cards, and we would speak to them about it and ask for their support when it comes to the vote. And that's how you do it. You work, you network with your local representatives. And I know our buddy Chuck that calls in. He was there with his Carroll County delegation. A couple members of the House in the Carroll County had his picture taken with him, which was pretty nice, and then followed up with a nice note. And, you know, we had that happen from county to county and district to district, and the local folks were there. We had Baltimore County people there, and we had Southern Maryland people there, and we had, you know, and about, I don't know, a third of the way into the day, Governor Larry Hogan came out of a building, and Bill Miles said, "Hello, Governor," and the Governor walked over and wondered what was going on. We gave him a hat. We engaged in conversation with the governor for about 15 minutes. We talked to him about our Poaching Restitution Act. He said, "We'll have to look into this." We talked to him about a couple of other things. He was very engaging with the crowd, very willing to have his picture taken. We put those pictures on our social media Facebook page, and it was widely supportive of this governor, Governor Larry Hogan. He was indeed friendly to us. And we hope that his administration will support some of the initiatives out there that favor hunters. So it was great to see the governor. It was an honor to speak with the governor and shake his hand and engage. And we had a great day at Blaze and Camo Day, and I'm sorry if you couldn't make it. Press release is out there on our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we will we'll be posting a picture slideshow up there here shortly, next couple days. It's just a matter of my finding the time to be able to send that to my web guy, but we'll try and get that done as soon as possible. So there we are. But it was great to see the governor. It was great to see everybody out there. It was great to have, you know, the folks show up that did. It was terrific to interact with the lawmakers as we did. And it was very enjoyable time was had by all, I think. Our buddy George Nitzel from G.H. Nitzel Commercial Contracting out there in White Marsh or Middle River, wherever he's from out there on Route 40. He brought his whole crew, his whole work crew, told him, your job site today is in Annapolis. And that's where they showed up. And they got the show after the show. They got to hear about what we do as far as the coalition. They were gathered outside their trucks there, and we gathered a little group together. We had Lou Compton there from the Bowhunter Society and myself and a couple of others, and we just had a wonderful day and a good day of fellowship among hunters. And here we've got, hey, Brian, lock these two calls together because this is Fran from Baltimore and Chuck in Hampstead. Are we ready to go? Good morning, Fran.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Do you guys coordinate your calls, or how does that work? You call each other on the phone and say, I'm calling in now? Yeah, I'll call in now, too.
No. You said I was the first one to show up at Camo Day. I thought, well, I might as well be the first one to call this morning, too.
There you are. Well, actually, you were the second one to show up.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's right. We have one of them.
Okay. I was there first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you were there first.
You were the first recipient of the beautiful pink hat that we gave away for pink and camo day.
Where's my hat?
I know, yeah.
So how are you this morning, Chuck?
Pretty good, friend. Good
to see you. Made it back okay? Obviously.
Yep.
Good, good. Well, Chuck, you want to go first? What you call to say?
Oh, you go ahead. Go ahead. You've got the floor. I want to hear your song.
All right, ladies first. Come on, Fran. Now, look.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, Miss Fran showed up, and we had a nice conversation, and she told me that she had a anti-poaching song to sing for us. And, Fran, I think you sung that throughout the day for several people.
I tell you, I must have sang it 8 times.
Well, I will tell you.
I want to hear it.
No, wait. Before you go, I know you're not on social media. I know you're not on Facebook. But you are a superstar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
On Facebook.
Please.
Lou Compton talked about you. Lou's the president of the Bowhunter Society and the chairman of the...
I remember him, yeah. He walked up and demanded that I sing.
Ah, well, there you go. And then Chuck put you on his Facebook page. Of course, you were on our page first. When I took your picture, I posted you right to social media. And as you met people throughout the day and sang that song, you became a folk hero to the hunters here in Maryland on social media. Did she not, Chuck?
He sure did.
Yes, indeed.
You know, every time I leave my world and come into your world with your people, the hunters, the country people, I always come home happy. You know, a lot of times you build up anticipation of going somewhere and hoping that you're going to have a good time.
That was me on Wednesday night.
I'm telling you, I have come to different things, never been to them before. But one thing, I thought about it this morning, you know, I'm always thinking. I thought about it this morning, and what I like about country people and hunters and so forth, you know, they have not lost the art of conversation. You know, here in the city, if you get a hello, it's a big deal. But nobody, they don't stop and make conversation. People in your world, they've learned how to make conversation with perfect strangers. And that really makes you feel so good because sometimes that connection is what you needed. I can get a few hellos in here, But for people to say, and you know, years ago, you had to be publicly introduced to people properly. Now, you know, nobody even knows about that here. But when you go there, and the country people and the hunters, they walk up to you and they say hi. They tell you their name. They tell you where they're from. They may say what part of, you know, the state are you from. They make conversation. It is so nice. I don't know whether it's the cell phones, the computers, or whatever, but it seems like a lot of people have just lost the art of making conversation.
Well, let me say this, Fran. You are speaking to someone who my grandson says, "Pa, do you really know all these people?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, you talk to everybody." I said, "Yeah. It's how you get to know people. It's how you get to understand people." And, you know, Chuck, you're the same way. I've seen you just grab your delegates there and say, "Hey, come on over. Good to see you." You know, that type of thing.
Where?
I mean, and guess who else is that way, as we witnessed on Thursday? And that would be Governor Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
He was very engaging, very friendly, very interactive with the whole group.
And his appearance uplifted the whole crowd.
Yes, the mood just went from average to, man, the governor's here. How cool is that? He's wearing an orange hat. You know, it really did.
It skyrocketed.
It did. It absolutely
did. I wanted to go over him and say, "Oh, I'm so proud of you. You're so brave. And your hair is looking great."
Did you want to tell him that?
That's what I wanted to tell him.
Why didn't you?
Well, because I thought, you know,
he's the governor, so.
Well, I know, but, you know. I did like his hair coming in nice.
I had a picture taken of me that someone sent to me that I posted on my Facebook page. And it's not, to me, a very complimentary photo of me, but I had to put it up there. I've got my arm around the governor, and I'm talking to him, you know, like he's my long-lost buddy, and he's, you know, he's listening to what I had to say. And it was very, very cool. So it was great.
Yeah, I want to make sure that the listeners realize, for Fran to make it down to the rally,
yes,
she took public transportation. I don't know what time she had to leave for her home.
She picked me up at 6:45 in the morning.
Picked me up, so you know what time
I had to get up.
But, I mean, that is dedication.
Yes, and Fran, I would like to say that you need to stop drawing this distinction between your world and our world. We're all on this earth together. It's not a different world. It's just a different group of people. And now you're part of that group.
That's nice to hear.
Now you're part of that group.
I had so much fun Thursday.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, well, I brought a book with me, you know, about great hunting stories.
Yeah.
And I was reading that just in case, you know, that I didn't know what to expect, you know. And so,
thought you were going to be bored, did you?
Oh, I knew I wasn't going to be bored.
Right.
I've never shook hands with so many politicians in my life. You know,
pretty amazing, isn't it?
I said, "Oh, how do you do?" You know, and some of them came back a second time.
Yeah. And what was the coolest part of that whole thing was to see the delegates and the senators almost take the hat off your head. Hey, I want one of those hats.
Yeah, they went crazy with those hats. You ran out of hats. Did you get more hats?
Well, I had some. I didn't bring them all down to Lawyer's Mall, but yeah, we did run out of hats there at the right at the end. But you know,
yeah, you and me and Lou ended up hatless.
We did. Yeah, we gave our hats away. You're absolutely right.
Off your head.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And as they went inside, some of their coworkers said, "Where'd you get that?"
I got to tell you the coolest thing.
Okay.
So everybody's gone. I went over to Grouse to meet Bill, kind of get a little wrap up of his thoughts of the day, you know, spend about 10 minutes with Bill. And I'm sitting there and the phone rings. And it's a lady on the other end. And she said, "Are you the guy that has the hats?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, Addie Eckert came back to her office with a pink hat and said, we had to go down there and get our pink hats." I said, "We." She said, "The staff." I said, "All right." She said, "Can you get us some?" I said, "Sure, be glad to." I said, you can email me your address and I'll mail them to you. I said, I'm still in Annapolis. Oh, you're still in Annapolis. I said, yeah. I said, but I don't know that I want to, you know, get out and park and get to the state house. She goes, well, we're going to lunch. Where are you? I said, well, I'm sitting in Growl's parking lot. Oh, we'll come up and get him. So 2 minutes later, here comes this car. These ladies are in this car. Oh, thank you for that. Sadie said we had to get him. So it was great. I mean, you know, we struck a chord in Annapolis. And if you hunters are listening to this and you missed this, shame on you.
That's right.
We had a great time, didn't we, Chuck?
Sure did.
All right.
Sure.
Well, look.
Well, let me tell you. I just want one more thing. Oh, you got to take a break.
Well, no, not. I gotta take a break, but I gotta hear your song.
Okay. Well, wait. Just one more thing. I want to say to compliment you.
All right.
I saw this in a movie with Sharon Stone in Casino, I think it was, and he said, she knew how to work a room. Alan Ellis, I got to see you for myself.
Oh.
Let me tell you something, young man. You can work a room. It doesn't matter if the room is inside. It doesn't matter if the room is outside. You can work it. He went all around the mall. He was on the parking lot. He was everywhere. And every time you look, he was working the room.
Ms. Fran, let me tell you something. My conversations were on the social side, except for with the governor.
Mm-hmm.
The fella there who stayed in the background a little bit, who really worked the room, was our advocate, Bill Miles.
Oh, I know he can. I'd love to see him in action.
Bill engaged with our lawmakers because he's been doing it. This is his 39th session. Engaged with lawmakers, engaged with the governor, and recognized people who were walking by and shouted out to them. And these were not only just delegates and senators. These were the people in the administration. These were people who had advanced their positions in Annapolis from whether it was delegate or senator or whatever it might be. These were the people who were chairs of the committees. These were people who were people who sat on committees. And Bill knows those people. And we are so blessed to have Bill Miles as our advocate, as our lobbyist in Annapolis. And Bill needs our support, and he needs the financial support of the coalition and the hunters in Maryland, because if it weren't for Bill Miles, folks, the Humane Society of the United States would have banned the bear hunt, would have banned leghold traps, would have curtailed on all of our hunting activities in Maryland. They would have been able to do a lot of different things that hurt us as hunters. And Bill has been the soldier. He's been the stalwart for years in Annapolis. And we are blessed to have him, are we not, Chuck?
He definitely is, and he's a great person.
Yep.
Great guy.
Indeed. He's a very engaging guy. He was in full camo, wore his hat, and everything else. So, look, everybody that showed up was great.
He was in full camo so he could sneak around and talk to everybody.
Yeah, he didn't blend well with the bricks and mortar down there, but that's okay. All right. Fran, go ahead. Let's hear that song.
Okay. It's only like a minute and a half.
Okay.
Here we go. I think I've had my coffee in my throat. Okay. This is a song that I've drove my family crazy with. Just came into my head. There's a stranger on my land, walking boldly as he can. What's his purpose for being there? He didn't stop by my house to share. There's a stranger poaching on my land. Fine him heavy as can be. Confiscate everything he brought that you see. There's a stranger poaching on my land. Do the very best you can to protect my land and family. That's it.
That's great.
Very good. Very
yep.
Good.
Thank you very much, Fran.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the people can call in now.
We're great.
How about the one in? All right. Goodbye. Good morning. Have a good day.
Bye, friend. Thank
Bye.
You.
Hey, Chuck. Al, I just want to say the picture that you sent me with me and my two delegates.
Yes.
I put that on my page and a little thing about the Blazing Camel Day.
Yeah.
We reached into Canada because one of my friends is in Canada, and he commented on it last night.
Wow.
And he happens to be the owner of Game Extractor.
Oh, wonderful.
So you got to call me after the show.
I will do so, sir.
Good news.
Yeah, oh, good. Glad to hear it, Chuck. Great. Listen, thank you again for coming down and engaging. And we got your letter. Bill's working on all that stuff. So I have a surprise for you, too, after the show. So got to go talk to John on the Beltway. Chuck, thanks for calling in. I'll be touching,
all right,
I'll be talking to you. See you later. There goes Chuck. And John, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alan. It's John Akehurst. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just was listening to your show. I had to call in, and I wasn't able to make it down to Annapolis, but I wanted to call in and give my gratitude to you and all your listeners that came down on my behalf. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
You guys are doing good things.
We certainly are trying to do good things. I mean, of course, it's all up to the will of the General Assembly, and that's why we have Bill Miles there to navigate our initiatives through the General Assembly. And we've got great support. John, I know you're a waterfowler. We've got great support on our support for the Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum to make the canvasback duck the state duck. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
No, I haven't. That's the first I've heard of that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't mind, drop me a quick email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll bring you up to speed on that. And I'll tell you about our dinner and our benefit coming up this year. Maybe you can consider doing something with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
You got it, brother.
Have a great morning.
All right. Thanks again.
See ya.
See you, John. John Akehurst. Good man. Good Christian man. And Akehurst Nurseries and Lawnscaping or whatever they do up there in Harford County. Great, great company. Do wonderful work. Christian-backed. And if you need any of that kind of work done, folks, there's the guy that'll do it. Okay, look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 1,000 exhibitors from major manufacturers, over 200 seminars from the hunting and fishing pros, over 600 outfitters, 9 action-packed days of hunting, fishing, boating, archery, guns, gear, and more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country house.
And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anything you heard this morning that inspired you to call, we'd love to hear from you. Let me tell you something. The Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, Senate Bill 266, is going to be heard in the Senate committee on Tuesday. We will be there. We have testimony coming from a landowner. We have testimony coming from a number of folks in support of our signature legislation, and we hope that the committee will find a favorable report on our bill. What this bill does is it defines poaching. You can't be charged with poaching in Maryland. You can be fined with a number of violations that constitutes poaching. And this is primarily for deer, and you'll see that the NRP now is using the word poaching in their press releases like never before. The illegal practice of trespassing on another's property knowingly or willfully to hunt or steal game without the landowner's permission. The bill also seeks a declaration of state policy that it is not only a violation of the public trust doctrine, but a violation of the tenets of sound wildlife management and conservation practices strictly adhered to by law-abiding sportsmen and women who deem the act intolerable, the act of poaching. Mandatory restitution payments, and you may have seen this on our social media, or you may have seen it in your local paper. Current law enables the courts to impose marginal fines for trespassing. But the proposed act will mandate restitution payments based solely on a court conviction of poaching, ranging from $2,000 to $20,000 for poaching whitetail and sika deer. The proposed act incorporates the use of the Boone and Crockett Club scoring system. Now, there was some attention paid to that part of this, to this part of this bill. Questions asked about it. So we reached out to the chief law enforcement officer in Iowa, whose bill that whose law this was based on, and received a very nice explanation yesterday about how the Boone and Crockett system comes into play when it comes into a court case. So we hope that those questions that were asked were answered. Now, the penalties. The penalties, the fines. Any monies realized from the imposition of restitution payments under the proposed act will be credited to DNR's State Wildlife Management and Protection Fund for use in wildlife management and enforcement. So the money's going right back to DNR. They can hire more officers. They can hire people to oversee these penalties under the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012 and to administer the suspension and revocation of licenses. Then the bill calls for the disposition of seized assets. Current law allows the Natural Resources Police to confiscate all property and equipment used in the commission of a wildlife crime. But we need to get a better handle on the value of such confiscated items and how the monies are actually being used. A report from DNR and the courts to the General Assembly is required on that. And the final piece of the puzzle is enhanced enforcement. Local law enforcement agencies seemingly refer all reported call-ins for deer poaching to DNR, which they do. We had a survey of all the county sheriff's departments in the state of Maryland and found out it's pretty much universal. They get a call from somebody who's shining a light in the field and shooting a gun. They call DNR. They call their local law enforcement officers. Local law enforcement officers calls DNR. DNR may or may not be able to make it. The Natural Resources Police, they may or may not be able to make it in a timely manner. In some cases, they ask and urge the local law enforcement to check it out, but they're not checked out as a game violation. They're checked out as a suspicious person incident or something like that. Sometimes local law enforcement has even told to let it go. don't know if that's a fact, but that's what a sheriff's deputy told me who has reported those calls. And I've talked to, listen, Fran said I talked to everybody. I talked to everybody. I don't care. I talked to law enforcement. I talked to NRP. I talked to Wildlife and Heritage. I talked to senators and delegates and conservation leaders and volunteers. I talked to everybody. The only way to get any information and to be able to report back to you is to talk to people. So what this act will do, it would encourage DNR and local law enforcement agencies to enhance a coordinated, time-sensitive enforcement effort when it comes to call-ins about poaching deer. And that's the post, in a nutshell, that's the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. Senate Bill 266 will be heard on Tuesday, February 9th in the Senate. We'll have people there to testify. Hunters are urged to show up for the hearings and support us. Just sit in the gallery. You can wear your orange hat if you want. You can wear your camo if you want. Just don't bring any knives or anything into the state building. You'll need your photo ID to go in there. You don't have to sign up because only the people that testify need to sign up. But if you have nothing to do Tuesday afternoon, or if you feel this is important enough, stop by. We'll be glad to meet with you. So that's that. Then on the 17th, same thing in the House. Delegate Tony O'Donnell introduced House Bill 410. It's slightly different wording than the Senate version. But when we have two different versions of the same legislation, two different, slightly different versions, what happens is if both of them pass each chamber, in other words, if the full Senate and the full House votes accordingly and approvingly, then they go to what's called conference. And the little differences are worked out, and one of those bills goes to the governor to sign. So that's where we are. We hope you can support the Maryland Hunting Coalition. You've heard from a couple people that were there what we've done in Annapolis, and our Facebook page is MD Hunting Coalition. You can go check that out. You can see our photos there with the governor, and soon you can see that on the website. But do check out our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for this hour of the show. We hope that you'll be able to visit one or more of them. If your car needs fixed, go to WW Tire and Auto. If you need fishing tackle or hunting supplies, head down to Clyde Sports Shop. Need a truck equipment, it's Line-X spray-on bed liners. If you're going to go to an outdoor show, one of the best ones in the country is the Great American Outdoor Show. You can get your tickets online. And we thank you for listening. We'll be back next hour with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show and hopefully more of your calls. All right, that's it for this hour. Get out, stay safe.